This is the final live Sunday show of the vaunted year 2019, where we saw so much change for good and for bad. I'll be here throughout the week chronicling the final days of 2019 as we hurtle into that magic year, which is not disappointing with all the things that are happening. And that, of course, is 2020. It is Sunday, December 29th, 2019. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And I've been doing a lot of reflecting, a lot of thinking, not just researching news and information like I always do. And it's very clear what's happening on this planet and who the main players are and what the goals are, and that the individuals that are engaged in this act of globalism are anti-human. But we have to ask ourselves, why are they anti-human? Why is everything they do to hurt humanity and to hurt any toeholds that humanity has as we scale into the universe? Everything pushed by Hollywood and major governments is to hurt individuals, is to dumb people down, is to poison populations, is to destroy children's innocence and potential. And that's all admitted now. In fact, now that the globalists have been caught and exposed, they're really out in the open admitting who they are and what they are and what they're planning, because they're going into the operational phase now. They're leaving the beta test phase. The 20th century and much of the start of this 21st century has been preparing us for the metamorphosis that is about to take place. And when I say metamorphosis, the body horror that is going to be the slow, tortured, agonizing, mutated death of our species. The tearing apart of all that's innocent and good, the destruction of all that's beautiful and that should be protected. Absolute, manifest, total wickedness. It's all being vomited out upon us right now. Every horror being admitted, pedophilia promoted everywhere, keeping babies alive, selling their organs, trashing the veterans, killing the old people, right off the edge of the cliff, evil. You read what's described in Genesis of what was happening to civilization before God wiped it out, and you think, that's insane, that'll never happen, that never happens, and it's now happening again, as in the days of Noah, so will it be in the time of the Antichrist. And the churches are captured now, they're all just feel-good facilities. But they haven't captured your mind or your soul. And that's why they're bombarding you with chemicals and biologicals and with spiritual attacks and radiological attacks. Big article out that Bank of America says the trend for next year will be the end of globalization. But is that really true? The end of globalism operating in secret is here. But it means something so much bigger. And I'm going to be very judicious today. I'm really going to cover it all. But when we come back, it turns out that there was a film made in the early 1990s that described exactly what's happening, but it condensed it down to something very simple, something that happened very quickly instead of over time, because a real weapon takes its time, so you never know it hit you. So that's coming up on the other side of this break. And then we're going to show the system openly promoting mass suicide, and it's working. We're going to look at that and who they want to commit suicide on the other side. We'll be right back. Newswars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Supposed to know the big plan. It was supposed to be in place, beta tested. It was supposed to be able to creep up on you so you'd be addicted to it first. The AI tentacles already firmly around your throat. But instead, they only had their tentacles and probes wrapped around your ankles, pulling you into that false reality, numbing your senses, cutting you off from everyone you know, making you an easy target, cut out from the herd. But you're not a herd animal. You build your environment. You change your environment. You're a special species. And there are those on this planet that don't want us to ascend to those heights. And so every toehold, every bridge, every fulcrum, every ladder and rope we would use to climb to the stars is being removed from us. There's a race between those that want a pro-human future and want a post-human future. And they know how to kill you with soft kill systems, quiet weapons for silent wars. And so we always think about Judgment Day coming with nuclear weapons raining down from orbit and mushroom clouds and disintegrated cities if there was ever an AI takeover. But if you look at the headline for the live show today, the United Nations is handing control to the communist Chinese of the entire internet so they can carry out the AI takeover. And they specifically admit that China is going to carry it out and already is. UN officially handing control of the internet to communist China to execute the full AI takeover. Now, what does that mean? That's a big deal. That's from the United Nations. Of course, you've heard this for many years here that they're the model. But now it's here. Universities have already adopted it. Hundreds of other governments have already adopted the model. The UN is adopting what China has established. That's why Google officially moved there 3 years ago. Apple 2 years ago. That's why the Communist Party's been given the code keys to all your computers, all your devices. Because they are ruthless. They don't care about humanity. They're allowing human-animal clones decades ago, now all being admitted. They allow the killing of Christians and Buddhists and Muslims for no reason because they're not communists. And our media praises them, defends them now. UN approves China-backed internet convention, alarming rights advocates. UN moves towards handing dictatorships power to control the internet and far beyond that. So that's the incremental takeover. And I want to talk about today what that takeover looks like, how far we're already into it. We're already well past halfway in. And then how it accelerates towards the final phases. This is why we're the most demonized broadcast in the world. This is why they now, from the New York Times, the London Independent, to Der Spiegel, I have it right here, have created whole sections. I was on the London Independent, one of the biggest papers in the world's front page, and just saw Alex Jones section. And I clicked it, and it's a whole section dedicated to lying about me. Why? Because I've read the CFR documents. I've read the globalist statements. It's all public, their plan for this post-human world. They would just say, oh, Jones is crazy, it doesn't exist, but I'd read you their public statements. I'd play you clips of CIA meetings saying we control the weather, we spray it out of the exhaust system with aluminum dioxide to control the weather. And I'm like, here they are on C-SPAN. They go, Jones is crazy, he doesn't exist. See, they're mainlining it with one arm to the intelligentsia, but to everybody else going, it doesn't exist, it's crazy. But we're in the middle of this purposeful handover. And communist China is the model, and they're trying to inoculate everyone to hate me and not believe me so that when I warn you about this information, you won't go look it up because I'm telling you exactly what's going on. By the grace of God, we're here. We've done the research. You've supported us. We've got the jump on these people, but we've got this opportunity, and God has given us this opportunity because where this AI is taking us is a nightmare situation. So this is all happening in slow motion instead of a quick AI takeover in 1 hour. That way you don't see it creeping up with the ambient death, the frog in the boiling water. Now, here's an early 1990s rendition of an AI takeover when the AI is doing it itself. But this is human-directed AI for a global takeover. Here it is.
This has to be a mistake. This 1,100 hours, all primary military systems were secure.
They were. Only the civilian sector was affected. Internet, air traffic, power plants, that sort of thing. But then a few minutes ago, we got word that guidance computers at Vandenberg crashed.
We thought it was a communications error, but now it looks like the virus.
Early warning in Alaska's down.
What?
Signals from half our satellites are scrambled beyond recognition.
What about the missile silos, the subs?
We've lost contact.
Dear God, you're saying this country is completely open to attack.
Theoretically, we could be under attack already.
Who's doing this? Foreign power or some computer hacker in his garage?
We can't trace the virus. We can't pin it down.
It's like we've ever seen before. It keeps growing and changing, like it has a mind of its own.
This can't be happening.
Sir, Pentagon's on the secure line. It's the chairman.
Brewster.
We're hoping to hell here you've got some kind of solution for us.
I know what you're looking for, sir, but Skynet is not ready for a system-wide connection.
That's not what your civilian counterparts over there just told me. They say we can stop this damn virus. Now, I understand there's a certain amount of performance anxiety over there, but your boys are saying that if we plug Skynet into all of our systems, it'll squash this thing like a bug and give me back control of my military.
Mr. Chairman, I need to make myself very clear. If we uplink now, Skynet will be in control of your military.
But you'll be in control of Skynet, right?
That is correct, sir.
Then do it. And Brewster, this thing works. You get all the funding you ever need.
Yes, sir.
Humans, hand over the control.
Shall I?
Taking humans out of the equation.
No. It's my job now.
Skynet defense system.
We're in.
Now activated.
We're past the firewalls, local defense nets, Minutemen, and subs. Skynet fully operational, processing at 60 teraflops a second.
Sir, it should take less than a minute to find the virus and kill it.
All access inquiries to your supervisor.
Let's pray to God this works.
Skynet defense system now activated.
Power failure?
No. I don't know what it is.
Tony, what the hell is going on?
Daddy!
Hey, what are you doing here?
Ladies and gentlemen, the Terminator doesn't come to save us from handing everything over to Skynet so that the giant nuclear attack can't be launched by Skynet taking out its human enemies.
Daddy, don't move.
Instead, we open up the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times, or we read the cover story on NBC News. Back. The post-human error is here.
We have to shut down Skynet.
It's wonderful. It's a good thing.
Somewhere in this building?
So instead, we turn it on ourselves because we've been told we're bad for the Earth, but Silicon won't be. We'll be right back on the other side to talk about the real takeover. Now there's still time to stop it. Stay with us.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
problems on its own, with jealousy and envy and corruption and laziness, mental sluggishness. We don't need a technocracy. We don't need a ruling class that greases the skids to make humanity obsolete. And, you know, for me, it's the paradox of being on air and talking about real things that are really going on, and that the mainline consensus by the 1960s was to establish a planetary government that would then carry out the orderly population reduction down to 500 million. And that's in the UNESCO UN treaties. You can pull up the UN biological diversity assessments from 1990. We've covered it all. I've made films on it. It's public data. And they'll put out this plan that's beyond Hitler, and then they'll implement it. But instead of panzers and the Weimar and the SS and the Luftwaffe coming to kill you, it's telling kindergartners, hey, you could be a girl. Sign this form and you'll have a school counselor that has power over your parents. And in a couple years, they keep lowering the age, we'll put you on hormone blockers and totally ruin your life and stunt your growth and make you commit suicide, all the statistics show. But they just do it. Now, if men walked in with black uniforms and lined up kids and started shooting them in the head, little boys, there'd be an uprising. We'd fight back because we're designed, when men come in, to kill children, to fight. At least we used to be. But when it's all peer pressure and all over the news and it must be a great thing, well, then, well, it's the establishment. It's the media. I mean, they're the ones that have public service announcements. They must care about me. It must be good. And the targeting of boys with the trans movement, that's only one bullet in their high-powered Vulcan minigun blasting our civilization and society. And you can look at it and say, oh, they're trying to kill us and hurt us. And then you go read the WikiLeaks and you go read the, they're like, yeah, this is how we're going to sabotage the reproductive system of humans and break up the family and lower the IQs chemically with fluoride and the rest of it to make the orderly managed population reduction feasible and executable. And that's all in books like Ecoscience, 1974, right up until now. But it wasn't till 1999 that you could walk into a grocery store and get a Wired magazine off the rack, Why the Future Doesn't Need Us, and open it up, written by Bill Joy, worth $4 billion at the time, co-founder of Sun Microsystems. And he said, hey, I went to a big private meeting of billionaires. All the top tech people were there. And we spent a weekend at this resort, and we had an informal vote consensus that we're not going to just have you all laying around on some magical cruise ship like walruses. You notice they made Wally later and even showed that scene he talked about. But we're going to go ahead and kill you. And he went on and said, you know, Theodore Kaczynski was in a CIA mind control program, and he learned about this plan and got pissed about it and ran off into the woods and tried to plot a plan to kill the people that some of which he knew were involved. The people he was in meetings with, people he was getting orders from in the 70s and 80s. By the way, you know, everything I said is like on record, right? I mean, see, the Unabomber was trying to take out Skynet, folks. He was a real environmentalist. By the way, you know what the Pentagon back in the 70s called this satellite grid hooked into the internet, tracking everything you do? They called it Skynet. You don't just think the makers of something like Terminator just pulled that out of their rear end, James Cameron, do you? You don't think they just pulled the Matrix out of nowhere, do you? Oh, that's a Pentagon plan, too. And it doesn't mean the people at the Pentagon are bad. It means the futurist, like Marshall, who've been running the Pentagon for 50 years, are insane geniuses. So if humans were faced with an enemy that had gotten control of the AI system, nuked our major cities to kill 90% of us, we would still organize 500, 600 million of us, and we'd probably beat the machines. Humans can do anything once we're pissed and know who the enemy is. But see, you're never going to be told this by a robot kicking your door in. Oh, there'll be robots kicking your doors in, don't worry. But by the time they come in mass, you'll be used to them. The police will trust them. They'll be everywhere doing everything for you. So when they want to get rid of you, you never know what hit you. Because by then, the designer drugs and the designer entertainment and the sex robots and the virtual reality are going to be so intense. And by design, the real world is going to be made to be so ugly that you're going to sign a contract to have a year of life, 5 years of life, 10 years of life, depending on how much pleasure and how much entertainment you want, to then agree to be terminated. But the lie will be you have transed on to silicon and that's your personality, and it will be the ultimate crime to say that when you are uploaded, you're really dead and it's a scam, just like it's a crime to say when a man says he can have babies, they'll arrest you in the UK if you say, no, you can't. They're now arresting people in California if you say, no, dude, you got a foot long, Johnson. You got a beard. We're not going to have a nurse give you a pap smear. And they ask, well, why are governments doing this? It's meant to train you when you've got clones and humanoids and all this crap rolling out now. It's been being designed for a long time. I told you the story. My dad was one of the first people doing dental implants. And he knew a bunch of people from the government and stuff. And it was just not even a big deal. It wasn't like he was some super special guy. I remember sitting around the table in like 1983, 84. I was like 9 years old. I'm 45 now. I don't remember. I was little. And no, my mom's like, we're not moving to Maryland, and I am not going to have you gone for weeks at a time in some underground base in Maryland building frickin' cyborgs. And my dad's like, well, they're recruiting all the top people in Dallas, and it's a major job for America, and I like Ronald Reagan and all this stuff. I mean, that's the level of this, okay? It's industrial, it's giant, and let me tell you, you don't know one-tenth of what's out there. All these big V-shaped spaceships that are all over the news, who the hell do you think those are? It's the technocracy, the breakaway civilization. Trump's announcing Space Force to say it's America's and show it to you, which is revolutionary. That's one of the biggest things Trump's done. You realize this country has hundreds of large nuclear attack craft in orbit right now.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Of United Nations press releases in front of me in the last month. And there's really no need to read these here on air. Because everything in here, we could reverse engineer 10 years ago and tell you exactly what they were doing. And I don't say that here to go, well, I remember you did say all that. That's impressive. The Council on Foreign Relations 30 years ago started saying the 20th century will be the communist Chinese century. And gloating over how they shut down our industries and transferred them there where they own them. So I'm going to say it again. My gift is not staring into a crystal ball. My gift is reading what the actual people running the planet say on their platforms versus what's on the nightly news. So yes, 25 years after I got on air, everything I said that's coming is now all admitted exactly as I said it would happen. because they're following a program, an operation. Just like when you go to a play, and they have three-act plays and four-act plays, but most of them have three acts. And you've got the program for Romeo and Juliet, or you've got the program for whatever the play is. And you know what's coming next. And that's what's so frustrating about this and so paradoxical. I'm here laying out this horrible post-human world where they admit they're going to fry us with all this electromagnetic radiation, where they admit that by the third generation of any mammal fed the GMO crops they're putting out, and these are some of the first ones, they're much worse now, literally are almost completely sterilized and have deformities that are beyond the toxic Avenger. I mean, just type in mice fed GMO deformities. I mean, we're talking about almost all of them sterilized, testicles growing off the tops of their heads. I mean, you name it. And the media takes clips of that and makes it a joke. Like, oh, look, he talks about how, you know, almost all the frogs are sterile and all these populations of frogs have plummeted and are completely extinct. And in the Houston area and in the Durban, South Africa area and the New York City area. Yeah, all the males got sterilized and they all died. Did you hear about the gay frogs, that idiot? What do you think's happening to you? And the hospitals and everything are just geared with their cover stories. They're all compartmentalized just for you to come in with your child that gets type 1 diabetes a week after they get the vaccine. And while you're there at the children's hospital, like at the Dell Hospital here in Austin, you look around and like, wow, there's 50 kids in here that all suddenly have type 1 diabetes. And the nurse goes, yeah, they all, did you give your daughter the MMR shot or anything lately? Yeah, just about 2 weeks ago. Yeah, read the insert. Says it causes pancreatitis. And not treated, it shuts down permanently. It's like saying, yeah, it's genetic. If you get shot in the head with a 357 Magnum around, a lot of times if it blows your brains out, you die. So it is a genetic. Your child has a genetic disorder. When they get hit with a chemical weapon designed to eat their pancreas and they don't get emergency treatment right away, then they are type 1 diabetics because they don't have working pancreases anymore. That's just one little piece. And we sit here and we take it and we take it and we take it. And now they've popularized it. You know, there are a lot of great people around the world. But if you take Ice Age populations, people whose ancestors are, as you'd call it, adapted to the cold or come from frozen areas, there's a built-in mechanism to work together or you die because a good 10 months out of the year, you're unable to gather as much food. And it doesn't matter whether it's people from northern China or Japanese or what you call Russians or what you call the Norse. With those people, they tend to build things and then try to build communities and take care of people. All over the rest of the world, people build up to a certain tribal level and then kill their neighbors because you're laying out on a beach with coconuts and fish. All you got to be able to do is keep control of where you're at and you're going to be in a nice place. But you're not going to develop any civilization. Now, there's a reason Western culture is under attack right now. And that's because it was building through the Christian ethos a plan that would take humanity to the stars and beyond. But now that's all being sabotaged. And so there's the competing Western Christian ethos. with the globalist plan, saying we've been promised that we're going to merge with machines and be like gods, but we've got to exterminate this overpopulated species. And when you go read what the globalists say and what all of them admit, I mean, this is all over the news now. They say they're going to build the new AI God. They don't believe in God, not yet, but they're going to be that God. And as an exercise of that Godhead and that power, they're going to remove you off of the face of the planet playing God in a social Darwinistic orgy of selfishness. So again, northern populations are very warlike, have their issues, but try to build structures and change their environment. And it's the changing of the environment that the globalists are engaged in. So they want to counter any groups or people that instinctively will try to counter those changes being made to the environment against them. They don't want other terraformers or engineers operating. This is an oversimplification. Because the post-human plan has been built in parallel to our civilization. But now it's in the process of taking over the entire structure. And in and around that, it's building it as a post-human system where humans are inherently bad. But to train the majority of the humans who aren't white, that the way forward is to kill the white people. Once that system and idea has been effectively set up, well, then the AI takeover can kill everybody, which is its original plan. And it will also trigger Western establishments who aren't in the higher levels of the technocracy to respond to the racial tribal frontal assault by organizing into racial tribal areas as well. And near the final phases of this, accepting at a large level of consensus the use of race-specific bioweapons to wipe out most of the non-white population of the planet. Now, this has all been heavily debated. It's discussed by the Council on Foreign Relations, by the Project for New American Century. This is the real discussion of the people running things, okay? And how they're trying to balance, and how they're trying to decide, and how they're trying to organize things to the right moment when they want to do all this, and why they say they want to do that. But the clock's ticking. And so I think we all better have a discussion about this. But first, let's just look at this exercise of this at one level in the West right now. You're going to see Michael Moore say whites are inherently bad. That is literal Hitler talk. You're going to see Democrats openly say, thank God white men are all committing suicide. You're going to see all these clips on the other side to understand it.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Broadcasting worldwide, ladies and gentlemen, on this live Sunday, December 29th, 2019 broadcast. And I want to just zoom in on the anti-human garbage we're hearing. You know, I know that Islam was set up by a warlord 1,400 years ago to take over the planet. And I know that it's a constant war with everybody around it. It doesn't mean I want to put 2 million Muslims who are in China in concentration camps and execute them en masse. That's going on. If I just say Islam isn't compatible with free society, Twitter and Google and Facebook say I must be banned. If I talk about somebody screaming Allah Akbar and running people over, they say I must be banned in congressional hearings for just that. if I talk about, hey, you should investigate this guy that just stabbed all these Jews in New York as an Islamicist. Oh, no, don't do that. But the reason I'm going there with that, the reason I'm raising that point, is that communist China is allowed to do whatever it wants, whenever it wants, however it wants, and is publicly being handed control of the internet keys and routes, and the internet is being globally standardized by the communist Chinese and their face scan internet ID to be able to get on the internet. And once you have that, you can track people, you can control people, you can tax people, you can deplatform their identity and say you may not buy nor sell without this face scan, saying that your digital mark is accepted. You must accept the political system, the cultural system. You must do what the system says. And at first, it sounds easy. Don't say the N-word. Well, I never said that before, so fine. Now don't say homosexual. Okay, I'll say gay. Now don't say mother or father. And say women are men and men are women, and that men can have babies. And that, oh, you can upload your consciousness, and that this robot avatar that has your grandma's consciousness in it, Microsoft is going to say, has rights. But really, it's just a corporate creature controlled by those behind the scenes. This is the plan. This is the admitted program. And it's replacing our world that empowers us and builds us up and rewards us, and where we live a long time and we have great experiences, with everything false that we don't live as long, we're not as healthy, we're alone. Every statistic, every metric screams that. We know that. And the former co-head of Facebook, Sean Parker, came out 2 years ago and said, we designed it to make you lonely. We designed it to control you. We designed it to then have avatars in the future that you believe are real people that slowly manipulate you with social constructs and peer pressure to do whatever we want. Well, of course, that's what it is. So let me get to this right now. Look at these headlines. Study reveals declining life expectancy among white Americans that defies easy answers. Atlanta Journal. But that's not what's really going on. Oh, that's the American Journal of Medicine. But it does. We know it's suicide. And when the people, the families are questioned, they say, well, their jobs were shipped overseas, and they said that they heard on the news white men are bad, so they killed themselves. I mean, we know why. American Journal of Medicine. Healthy men, why are we ignoring the epidemic of white male suicides? U.S. companies are forcing workers to train their own foreign replacements. But they're really just replacing everybody. Now, that brings us to this. This is two stories in one. Twitter censors President Trump's tweets exposing Dems. It was a photo of his wife. They already have been banning that because it has high positive numbers with women and men. They just blocked that tweet. You could find it, but it was shadow banned. Well, not in his feed, and people couldn't share it. But what did they ban more importantly? They banned him putting out a video of Richard Bookman, if I'm pronouncing that right, running for government, running for Congress out of Maine, celebrating how great it is there's an epidemic of white men killing themselves, and it's a white man. So how do you teach hardcore Nazi-level extremist exterminism, the opposite of what Martin Luther King taught that I totally agree with, judge people on the content of their character and their deeds and what they do? You're great playing football, I don't care what color you are. You cook great food, I don't care what color you are. You got great music, I don't care what color you are. You're a cool, fun person, I don't care what color you are. That's what America and Christianity is based on. But this is the Democratic Party everywhere teaching you that white people are inherently bad. And I'm not cherry picking this. I've seen over 10 articles the last couple days with Michael Moore saying whites are inherently bad. What an incredible statement. With host on CNN saying the same thing and MSNBC. And Democrats up stumping everywhere in front of crowds of people saying, thank God all these white men are committing suicide. There's the Michael Moore quote, white people are not good people. You should be afraid of them. That is a snake-like demon. Whether he was saying it about black people, white people, anybody. That's literally what Hitler was saying. That because of a group in general, we project this onto you, so you're bad. But that's what they're doing to teach this post-human era to get us all fighting with each other. And again, it's in the WikiLeaks where top professors are advising Hillary to increase the social war between men and women and between the, quote, races. They're cold-bloodedly sitting there doing it, and then Democrats get up on HBO and they get up on Netflix into crowds of thousands and say, I killed my baby. It made me feel like God. I enjoyed it. And the women cheer. Another woman saying, I enjoyed killing my baby. It was a human and I'm God. This is a trance, a spirit, mass Satanism. I don't care if that baby's got brown skin or white skin or yellow skin or whatever skin. You protect it. But this is psycho evil out in the open. So here's Michael Moore saying white people are inherently bad.
People have changed. White people have not changed. The 2/3 of all white guys voted for Trump. That means anytime you see three white guys walking at you down the street toward you, two of them voted for Trump. You need to move over to the other sidewalk because these are not good people that are walking towards you. You should be afraid of them.
And the third one probably says, I'm thinking about voting for Trump. Right.
Yeah, the third one is you and me.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, so, we're joking there. Now, let's go ahead and go to Richard Forkman running for Congress in Maine to a group of Democrats, a white guy, saying white men committing suicide is a good thing. Here it is.
I saw a thing in that said a lot of men, white men, were committing suicide. And I almost said, yeah, great. And then I thought about it a little more, and I thought, well, maybe you shouldn't say that in public.
So that's all a bunch of weird old white women and weird old white men, okay? And none of them, by the way, have children. And that's the thing. They want to take everybody else with them, statistically. They don't have children. So they're not betting on the future. But that's who these people are, our so-called ruling class. I've got all these other clips, but man 60 dies after beating in $1 Christmas Eve mugging, and all the videos I've got of white people being murdered and killed and robbed because they're white, and the media always covers that up, but then praises Jesse Smollett when he makes it up that white people attacked him. And attacks on whites are skyrocketing because the media is promoting it as a good thing. When you've got all these people saying whites are bad, they need to die, thank God they're committing suicide, what do you think is going to happen? And that's the plan. That's the program. I've got another clip from CNN right here, where they say that the Senate is an all-white jury for a Klansman trial. So they're trying to tear this country apart. These people are pure evil, and they bet on this AI takeover, and they're all going to be these superhumans and the rest of it. It's delusions, and they're all going to go down. But we can defeat them together no matter what color you are or where you came from. If you love justice, you love the unborn, and you love God. Please remember, the biggest sales of the year are going to end in a few days. It's the New Year's specials, mega sale, blowout. Our best-selling items are on clearance. Please get these great products and fund the operation. You're the reason we're on the air, and it's so vital. InfoWarsStore.com. Stay with us.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I'm really angry, and I'm really angry at myself because, okay, last segment I laid out the incredible stuff that's going on, but my words weren't strong enough for Michael Moore and the CNN host and this Democrat operative up in Maine and all these people. And then I think about how many clips I sit there and I watch Democrat members of Congress saying white men need to just sit down and shut up. And white men are bad and white men are the problem. Well, why the hell is everybody trying to get into countries that white people set up? It's because of Christianity. Nobody was trying to get into Germany 2,500 years ago. The Romans kept trying to take it over. They couldn't. Nobody was trying to get into those areas because you just get killed. But Christianity coupled with Ice Age populations, I don't care if it's Japanese, you name it, causes explosive growth. And because people start treating each other good and they start working together and they start not having economies based on barbarism and conquest, but of exploration. So I'll do it next segment. I want to come in and do it right. I mean, I really want to address Michael Moore and CNN and this Richard Fortman. And just to watch them all over the news every day saying white people are inherently evil. And then to see all this weird garbage where Harvard and others, the documents come out in lawsuits, are saying they don't like Asian people. And saying they have bad personality scores, whatever that means. And that Asians, well, I mean, you saw just last week, Pocahontas came out and said, there are no billionaires that aren't white. And then she just ignored that most of the billionaires, well, right about half, are Asian. And then they know everybody's so ignorant racially. I mean, you know what Latin Americans are, right? I mean, you test the genetics, it comes up basically Chinese. But then it's mixed in with European and North African genetics, depending on who your background is. So Hispanic is more like a cultural thing or a language thing. It's just crazy. But if you want to mobilize 6+ billion third world people, the best way to mobilize people is around racial tribalism. And the deep state, the big corporations are mobilizing the third world to not want to come adopt American values and the best Western ideas of innovation. They think they're going to come conquer it like German barbarians conquering Rome in 410. All they did was burn to the ground and civilization didn't come back for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. Coming in and burning something to the ground is not conquering it. But that's part of the AI takeover. It's why they're sabotaging the military. It's why they're getting rid of all tradition. The same globalists have gone to the third world and destroyed it, done everything they can to make it dysfunctional, and then say, oh, it's climate change, and point these weaponized populations at the West, when all the West is an idea and something that anyone could convert to and say, I want to adopt parts of the West with my culture, and the West is there to adopt other cultures. That's the English language is the most complex, largest language because it isn't even a language. It is a composite of more than 100 languages. But 1,000 years ago, it was 7 languages. And it's the world language. It's the human language. It's the language where a small people were able to take over the whole world because they had a language that could interface with other languages quickly. And they had other things.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Divide and conquer, Balkanization. It's our last live Sunday show of the year. I'll be here throughout the week, right into 2020, Lord willing. Thank you for joining us. Now, well into the second hour here. Now, at the end of the last hour, I started getting into this, but I want to get back into it. Michael Moore is a monster. Richard Fortman is a monster. CNN's panel, spewing the most racist division you can imagine, are true monsters. And they're using the West's strength of the ethos of treating people like you want to be treated. The golden rule, do unto others as you would have done unto you, and judging people on the content of their character and their deeds, not what they look like. There is a total war on that by the left with classic Rules for Radicals, Saul Alinsky, communist, radical, Marxist garbage being funded by people like Mark Zuckerberg, who made an extra $23 billion this year so far. It's being reported. But he funds, along with Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, and everybody, programs teaching people that somebody making $100,000 a year is rich and needs to pay more. Divide and conquer. While they try to pass regulations and systems to make it impossible for the average folks to have a family and pay for their children's schooling and medical. A post-human world. The robots were supposed to make it where we all had to work less, but now we got to work more. Because it's a dystopia they're establishing. You know, a handful of countries dump most of the toxic waste in the ocean out past the international marker lines. Most countries is 12 miles out. The U.S. has laws against that. China's the biggest dumper. They have no laws against it. They buy our trash, and then they take it and they dump it in the ocean. That's on record. But they have all these ads and all these shows about the dying turtles and the rest of it saying it's your fault. Don't have a plastic straw. Pay these groups and organizations to go clean it up on the shoreline. Don't just tell countries stop doing it. But see, that's how it works. Oh, don't find out why different types of breast cancer are up 3, 4, 5, 10,000%. And that glyphosate Roundup grows it, which has been known for 30 years. No, just have constant fundraisers. And when you go into a store to buy something, hey, you want to give money for breast cancer? Why? To a cancer research system that knows damn well what's causing it and is never going to give people a cure? The cure is not putting the glyphosate in all the tap water. It's all got it. It all runs off. The cure is saying, hey, we have an international convention that countries need to sign on to, or we don't let you sell your goods in our country, that you don't dump your garbage 12 to 20 miles out. That's where it's all coming from. Less than 1% runs off the United States or Europe into the ocean. 99%, I got a whole stack of news admitting it. 99% comes from a handful of countries, India and China and others, dumping it in the water. You'll never hear that anywhere from all the feel-good fake trendies. I'm going to get to that bottom of the hour. That's just one microcosm. Because they don't want to fix anything. They want to make it worse. It's their religion. And then they want to siphon your energy and your time off of you. And that's their real secret. Evil knows how to manage good people by giving you disinformation. By lying straight to your face. But first, let's think about Michael Moore, because he's still just a front man. But he's there saying the talking points that white people are inherently evil. We'll play that in a moment. But first, Twitter censors President Trump's tweets exposing Dems. Big Infowars.com story. Gateway Pundit broke it. And they went through and showed all these tweets that no one is able to see unless you're able to basically talk to the White House and find out what they actually were and then go directly to the URL. Shadow ban is what it is. And of course it's coming because Trump hasn't done anything. So now he himself is being blocked. And what are they blocking? They're blocking Richard Fortman in Maine running for office. And this is done everywhere, saying it's a good thing that white men are committing suicide. You always hear it. Thank God the whites are going to all die out and they're not having kids. And it's always weird white communist professors teaching this. But there you've got the audiences cheering to it. Again, like the women getting on stage and saying, I killed my baby. It was a human. I loved it. I played God. I killed that little piece of crap. I brutally had it chopped up. I'm powerful. And the women clap. These are monsters. Never been through adversity, lived in the lap of luxury in the West, arrogant, filled with hate, demanding total control over civilization. But what's a bigger story? The Democrats saying kill white people are bad? Or Trump being censored, and of course it's not even a news item. They're talking about kicking him off Twitter. Because we just gave up on what made us great. We just capitulated to the tyranny. So again, here's what Trump tweeted out saying, what a monster. And Twitter's like, oh, we can't show at the grassroots what we're teaching everybody. Because this is what goes on at Twitter. This is San Francisco SJW, pure doctrine from the leftist, race-based priesthood. But you're not supposed to hear that out of the general masses. Kind of like I was telling you about the human-animal clones 25 years ago when it was in government documents. You weren't supposed to be told about that yet. They're supposed to get you ready. Now they'll tell you about it. But see, you're not supposed to see all the universities and colleges and government facilities where they're teaching that whites are inherently evil and need to die. And then the policies are carried out and whites are told they're bad. And some people, buying the leftist ethos, they go, well, I better kill myself. No, you fight back against these racist monsters. You stand up to them. You speak out to them. You don't kill yourself. You're not worthless, no matter how old you are, or what color you are. You have a relationship with God. You have thoughts. You have dreams. The globalists know you're amazing, and they're telling you you're ugly, and they're telling you you're bad. And if they can get one group to think another group's bad, well, that group will hate that group, and now the AI can rule us all and control us. So Cassandra Fairbanks, a great reporter, tweets out this what this monster did. Did it years ago. It's been going on years. Trump tweets it, and Twitter blocks it this weekend. Here it is.
I saw a thing in that said a lot of men, white men, were committing suicide. And I almost said, yeah, great. You know? And then I thought about it a little more, and I thought, well, maybe you shouldn't say that in public.
Look at that fake ponytail con man. I'm not saying his ponytail's fake. He's fake. He's there like a snake, and it's almost an all-white audience. But Trump tweets that, and you're not allowed to see that. And you know what else he tweeted out? A bunch of stuff. Dow closes at another all-time high. You're not allowed to see that from Twitter. You want to tweet about Melania? He said, so interesting to see Nancy Pelosi demanding fairness from Senator McConnell when she presided over the most unfair hearing in the history of the United States Congress, which it is. Law professors have even said that, but it doesn't matter. It's because it's so true, you can't see that. That's shadow banned unless you go to the very URL. How dangerous is that? And we're so bullied, we just bow down to these leftists telling us how bad we are, telling us how ugly we are, telling all of us how horrible America is and our very existence is. And then you've got some old white guy with a ponytail prancing around. I'm not saying you're bad if you have a ponytail, but you know what I mean, the fake liberals with the ponytails. Like, oh, I've got long hair. I'm a hippie. Some outdated guy that thinks he's in 1965 trying to, get girls to take acid or whatever. Hey, wavy gravy, wowsy wowsy. It's all just a sick Marxist joke funded by billionaires to get us all killing each other. I'm not going to play Michael Moore saying whites are inherently evil. I already played it. Or CNN. You know what they're doing. And it's sick. And it's evil. But we're the ones that are censored. We're the ones that are blocked. We're the ones that the only way we get out is when you share these live feeds, because we're telling the truth. We've got all the articles about record suicides of white people and white men. And the media is just, yay, kill yourselves. Kill yourselves. Kill your babies. Murder them. Have power. You're a god. Kill your baby. This is Satanism.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Makes like he's really reading the transcript out loud.
I don't see much reciprocity here. I hear what you want.
I have a favor I want from you, though. And I'm going to say this only 7 times, so you better listen good. I want you to make up dirt on my political opponent, understand lots of it. By the way, don't call me again. I'll call you when you've done what I asked.
Except that didn't actually happen. That wasn't the real transcript. And then he claims, oh, I was just making a joke. Yeah, that was super funny, dude. But as I watched that, I was thinking to myself, who the hell does he remind me of?
All right, that's Greg Gutfeld. And the reason I wanted to play that clip, that just happened about 30 minutes ago on Fox, is when we first covered that the day it happened, and the rest of talk radio did as well, the rest of the free internet did, what's left of it, Twitter was blocking anyone sharing that along with shots of the real transcript. They tried to put that out like it was real. And then MSNBC's Psycho Joe did. Joe found the dead intern in his office, Scarborough, married to the war criminal's daughter, but side issue. And a bunch of other publications tried to run with that like it was real, and they were blocking people the first few days that were showing that it was fake. But here we are now, 2 months later, and Fox News is covering it. And, of course, they've covered it before then. My point is, InfoWars is vital, and us being here is so critical, and you being there and you watching and you spreading the word, because the simplest things, calling out the simplest things, are going to get blocked on a Patriot's Twitter or Facebook, or you'll just be totally banned. But if you have your own Twitter or your own Facebook with just normal run-of-the-mill stuff, sometimes just posting a clip of a video going, oh, look at what happened here, that will counter what they're trying to say happened. Remember Hillary on September 11th, 2016, month and a half before the election, fell down having a convulsion, flopping around the ground like a dying fish. CNN said that I faked the video. They said others faked it. Or others said that, oh, she just stumbled. They didn't show her fall down. They said we were lying. But everyone kept uploading it to YouTube. So they finally, after 5 days of them taking down the full video, they left it up and said, okay, she fell down. So they love to get away with live time control. What did Sacha Baron Cohen a month ago at the ADL reading off the teleprompter script? He called for everything that they've already been calling for, and the Southern Poverty Law Center and the UN and every other authoritarian state you can imagine. What did they call for? He said, we need people to not be able to go live on the internet at least a few hours while we check. And that's who runs YouTube and Google. It's a consortium of the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, and the UN, and a new UN board they've set up with China and others on the board, Saudi Arabia, deciding what can be on the internet. And remember what he said. He said, if you claim there's something called replacement migration to Europe and the U.S., you should be arrested. The UN officially made it policy in 2001, and I can show you Macron, Merkel, I can show you the UN. I can show you new articles constantly saying we need 600 million people from the Middle East and other areas in the U.S. alone. And we need 250 million from North Africa, mainly Muslims, to come to France. France isn't even 100 million people. That's official announcements. But he says we'll arrest you if you say it exists. He said the upcoming election in England, they're claiming that that they're bringing in foreigners to replace the indigenous population. That's official. But again, if there aren't people there to go, here's the UN's website. I mean, just type in replacement migration, 600 million. It's amazing. Just type in. UN plan wants 600 million migrants to come to the United States, come to North America. Just type it in. You'll be on their websites. It's just like Fiona Hill. that we first exposed as the globalist operative of Soros, and it wasn't hard. She headed his biggest foundation. She writes for theglobalist.com. She's in Congress. She goes, I'm not a globalist, and I don't know George Soros. Well, everybody went online and saw that she was, and they went, this woman's crazy. Well, no, they're setting up a world where they'll tell you the sky is red at high noon, even though it's blue. And so that's what I'm saying is, it seems simple that we're here. It seems simple that you're there, but you're exercising reality. You're saying 2 + 2 = 4 is everything. You're saying, no, a man, a biological man, cannot have babies. That's critical. Because they're now saying, oh, robots are going to have rights. And the state, of course, will have those rights, the corporations that make them. Or, oh, if humans merge with machines, even if the person's body's gone, again, we're going to say that this machine that uploaded your mind to it has rights. And if you say that that person is really dead, you're hurting them and you're hurting your family. So you've got to give this cyborg walking around, or this computer program, you've got to give it rights. And it'll be fooling your mother, you know, your 107-year-old mother in the future, kept alive with stuff. And she'll think, oh, it's my husband, Bill. And he told me to give all my credits to the UN. And it'll be this AI avatar, to even have a flesh body, telling her everything she wants to hear. And the damn thing will be run by Google or Microsoft. And so this is the giant con game they want. So that's why they're making nurses give men pap smears. They don't have vaginas. They don't have cervixes. But again, it's the mass mental illness, because they've got to get you ready. And that's why the eugenicists on record after World War II and Hitler embarrassed them created the transhumanist system through the UN, UNESCO, Julian Huxley. And I know I've told you about that, folks, but I mean, look, I've got hundreds of incredible articles, hundreds of incredible clips. None of those really matter if we don't know the big enchilada. But you know what I'm going to do when we come back, the last 2 seconds? And I'm going to do it. I'm going to read you I can't do every headline. There's probably 300 articles. I'm going to read you at least my top stacks, probably 100 headlines, just to get an idea. I mean, this is mainline. World government announced China to run the internet worldwide. Where the hell's Trump? The globalists set all this up. Remember, Obama gave control of the UN, of the internet, and at the last minute, Congress said, we'll only give 80% control of the UN. And now they're giving it to the Chi-Coms. And again, these aren't words. This is reality. The Chi-Coms have killed over 100 million of their own people. Apple and Google love them. That's what they like to do to you. These people are monsters. The whole liberal thing is a fake front to make you go to sleep. They're post-human exterminists, literally in league with Satan. They are real devil worshipers.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So I'm sitting here in the studio, and I've got all my stacks here of actual articles I've looked at, I've read, video clips, all this preparation I've done and the crew's done. And almost every time I come in here, maybe cover 5% of what I got in the stack. And in the new year, I'm committing to you that I'm going to cover half the news in my stack, not 10%. And that I'm going to take more calls, something I've already done a lot in the last few months. We probably tripled the amount of calls, so we're doing a good job there. But let me just give you an example. Here are all the video clips that the crew got. There's probably about 40 of them here. New Yorkers don't think Trump is president. You ask why they did the impeachment? That's how dumb their constituents are. It's an incredible report on Infowars.com and Newswars.com by Caitlin Bennett. And it just shows the enormity of what we're up against and how there's a war on intelligence and who the Democrats' constituents are. Now, another Caitlin video. Caitlin Bennett versus Australian lefty. Incredibly stupid person. And we're not cherry picking. These people are idiots. New Yorkers don't know the meaning of Christmas. They don't know anything. And it's not just low IQ. People are in a trance. It's been artificially done. We can get them out of the trance. And the clips just go on from there. I mean, I have like six clips of Democrats saying whites are inherently evil in the last few days. Only played two of them. And it goes on, and it goes on, and it goes on, and it goes on. That's just clips. And then the backup information I have with CNN saying whites are bad and Democrat candidates saying it's a good thing whites are killing themselves. I mean, this is so imagine, good thing black people are killing themselves. They're so horrible. That would be a terrible thing to say. But, oh, it's about whites. These are sick people, and they're getting worse because they know we know who they are. And so now they're really showing us, yeah, you know what? You think we're evil? We like killing our babies. It makes us God. We love Satan. Yeah, I killed my baby. And the crowd cheers. Yeah, we kill babies. I'm going to play the clip again. This is who they are. This is the poison cobra of Hollywood striking at us. Study reveals decline life expectancy among white Americans. If he takes it, yes, Biden is open to nominating Obama for Supreme Court. Again, I don't want Obama for the Supreme Court because he's a globalist, Islamicist, New World Order person. I'd love to put another black person on the Supreme Court. They were somebody like Clarence Thomas, and he isn't perfect. He's a lot better than the white members, I'll tell you that. But it's not about what color he is. It's about his record, what he stands for. Clarence Thomas is a good man. Obama is not, and everybody knows it. The mystery of the disappearing security clearance. Listeners kept saying, remember Trump said take Brennan's security clearance away. Trump ordered it. It never happened. We went and looked it up again last week. Almost a year after Trump ordered it, he still has it. Because the whole bureaucracy are a bunch of sick scum that think they're royalty. And they keep that security clearance where Brennan can get into all your email, all your photos, all your cloud, everything. So can the Chi-Coms now. Let's move to that next. UN surrenders internet control to the Chi-Com masters for digital enslavement AI takeover plan to take place, ladies and gentlemen. Continuing, Bank of America, trend for 2020. Will be the end of globalization. But that's not really true. If you read what the globalists said, they were going to have a globalist system that promised interconnectivity and the nations all working together and all this great wealth. But then that plan's supposed to fall apart. And then the authoritarian states of the world rise and join together and create corporate islands or city states that they control in former Western nations where they have rights, but no taxes or regulations, but where no one is allowed to go into those sectors unless you sign on to waive your rights and go under their control. Think the Vatican, how it has its own city above the law, the city of London within London, its own city. Think about the District of Criminals in D.C. Think about how Israel has its own country and says it only follows its own laws. The city state is where the globalists are moving. They collapse all the nations. There isn't the big kumbaya, and then there's only their centralized systems. Now let's continue. UN approves China-backed internet convention, alarming rights advocates. That's a big Breitbart article. Now, Breitbart, nice folks, but I don't think they really got what the UN actually said. The issue isn't even the international board with China advising the UN. It's that China's been picked with its AI system and its face scanning protocol to be able to get on the internet, to tax and control people, and to have social credit scores. The UN is adopting that when you read what they're actually doing. Continuing. UN move towards handing dictatorships power to control the internet. An excellent article by Paul Joseph Watson that he wrote yesterday that's on the front page of Infowars.com that is so important for everybody to get. Continuing. YouTube says it mistakenly banned hundreds of Bitcoin videos, still hasn't restored them. They have lots of articles, oh, it's all a mistake, or, oh, we have free speech, we're not taking anybody's speech. And people ask, well, then why is there no free speech on there? It's all doublethink. It's all getting you used to being lied to. American universities are using social credit systems to track students. Big Infowars.com article that is so important that links to how they're tracking everything you do and controlling everything you do and now saying what you do outside of school that's completely legal and lawful will be held against you, like being a Trump supporter. They're openly saying, well, we're not going to let you get into the school or we're not going to let you get that tuition. It's all racketeering. It's all organized crime. And once you let them do it, it's game over. And now it's here and the Chinese communists are running the entire show. Look at this. Sex robot giant. We already have companies that are giants and sex robots. Hollywood producers to work in Westworld-style AI factory. And then it just goes on from there. I have stacks of articles of people being sucker punched and killed, most of it racially motivated against whites, and the media covers up and never points out that it's racially motivated. Continuing here, pure evil, deranged liberal shoots, kills own family to make point about gun control, and there's almost no media coverage of it. The individual, after shooting his wife and dog, went on Trump's Twitter, the White House Twitter, you can read it at Infowars.com, and said, I'm showing you that guns need to be banned by killing my wife and dog, his liberal wife. What a great guy. This is the reason we have guns, is to protect ourselves from people like him. Pure evil, deranged liberal, shoots, kills own family to make point about gun control. And it just goes on and on and on from there. Oh, there's a big San Francisco Chronicle article. Oh, Trump's in trouble. We need to ban him off Twitter. He retweeted the name of the whistleblower, Eric Ciramella. Again, more attacks. You're not supposed to know who a whistleblower is. Total lies, total fraud. Just like we predicted that Nancy Pelosi would hold on to the articles of impeachment and even try to pass new ones. And that her own Democrat supporters, again, would believe that he'd actually been removed from office. Think about how frightening these individuals are. And most of them are in control of the public schools. They're in control of every infrastructure point because they crave running your life. Everybody knows that losers want to run other people's lives. We'll be right back with the clips from New York.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
You know, I came into the office about 4 hours before I went live today on Sunday, and we've got a little gym in one of the warehouses, and I was really focused while I was working out. And I just told myself, I've got to shake this show up to get myself to the next level. And to really note to people that we're not in the same system we used to be in. And this is so life and death. I mean, we've got to somehow get people out of their trances. Now, last Sunday I came in, I did a whole hour very calm. Very calm, and I just laid out a whole bunch of information. Today, I was unable to do it. And really, that's the main message of this show, is that this stuff's real, okay? It's mainline feminism now, all over the news, everywhere, to say, I killed my baby, you bet it's a baby, and I enjoyed killing that little bastard. I can play you clip after clip and show you that I have. I mean, this is sick. I can show you hours of clips of white people saying white people are bad and trying to train minorities like they're dogs to be racist. I mean, these people are sick. I can show you hours of footage of mainline leftists promoting pedophilia and drooling over children. HBO, all of them. Look at these headlines, not even looking for. I've just got stacks of these. Teen Vogue celebrates Christmas by promoting anal sex in Antifa. And it tells, the average reading age is about 12. This is handed out in schools. I mean, this is all over the place. It tells little girls to go have sex and have somebody bust them in the keister. But what's even worse is it goes on here. And it talks about how great Antifa is and how their job is to stop the speech of conservatives. I remember Time Magazine for Kids like 15 years ago. Somebody mailed me a copy. I didn't believe it. I went and found out it was real. It was even online. I bet I could spend 20 minutes online and find it in some cache. And it said, your parents belong to the past and are pathetic. You belong to the future and are smart. You're going to take an implantable microchip to buy and sell by the year 2020. I mean, the most weaponized, arrogant, hateful, because they don't respect parents. They think parents are going to read that and go, oh, I'm dumb and my kids should take a chip, and then you're not going to get pissed because you're not exercising your authority. You've been overrun. Well, you know what? I'm pissed, okay? I'm alive. This stuff isn't working on me. Here's another one. It's Christmas, so a British newspaper is encouraging wives to cheat on their husbands. And again, they did it again this year. Husbands again. And you read this and you ask, why is this everywhere? Because they know statistically it breaks families up and it makes people alone and miserable. And you're like, why does the media do this? This is a conservative publication that did that. The London Telegraph, because they're ordered to, they're paid to put out input into the people. Advertising works, and they put out input, and people go do this, and it ruins lives. We're under attack. Did you know if you promote promiscuity in China, they put your ass in prison? You're like, well, that's the communists. Well, yeah, they don't want their country sabotaged. And I'm not saying put somebody in prison, but in China, they will lock you up because they see it as undermining the order. Because, see, they've already got their takeover. They've already got whatever they want. They want a strong human population to take everybody else on while we're all under globalist attack. And our own military is now being handed over to Microsoft and everybody, all on the cloud, right out of Skynet. UN officially handing control of the internet to communist China to execute the full AI takeover. That's the name of the posting today for this full live show. And after we're not live, it'll be archived there. I'm begging you for your own damn future and mine. Get this out to people. This is not my opinion. There is not a more dead-on broadcast covering this information in the world. And let me explain something again. I'm completely freaked out by that. I'm not that smart. I'm not that good. I'm not that special. A lot of other people know this stuff. They've decided to join with it. And they look and they see a bunch of dumbed down people. And they go, oh, my God, there's a bunch of idiots I can feed on. Don't you understand that a system like that will destroy you as well and that you're not safe just because you can go con some dumbed down people? That will blow back on you, on your children. Oh, that's why most of these people in the system don't have children, because they know what they're doing is evil. They've decided humanity's over. They've decided we're screwed. They just want to have fun nihilistically before it all goes to hell. But what these people don't get is they're being materialistic at the low level. The people above you are spiritual, but they believe that they're working with the advanced civilization. They believe they're working with off-world systems and that they're cleaning the planet up to prove how good they are, and they're going to be given advanced technology to live forever. when they already have it and their spirit is eternal. And that's the giant con game, is they're then going to go with this breakaway system. It's not a breakaway civilization. It's a breakaway system where you're being broken away from God and being taken like one third of the angels into this false reality, alternate dimension with the fallen entity that wants to kill you named Satan. The Satan's real, ladies and gentlemen. Devil worshipers are real. Human sacrifice is real. It's all real, ladies and gentlemen. And part of my education that God gave me was I got to brush up against it and never fell into it. Growing up, I was like, what's that? Is the rest of the world like this? No, the rest of the world wasn't like it then. But I got to have the experiences in my life so far up to this point to be able to understand this. And the average person is in a trance because the system has put you in a trance. So I watch these Caitlin Bennett videos that are up on InfoWars.com, and they're funny until you realize this is what they've done to these people. These people are medically in a trance. And there's articles and reports on that. But let me hit this. Let me put this on the back screen if we can. How dare you? It's Greta Thunberg. And you've got India and China dumping massive amounts of garbage in the ocean. They officially do it. It's legal by their governments to do it. Trump's putting pressure on them to stop. The U.S. doesn't dump garbage directly out of ships into the ocean. But Greta Thunberg, who wants to cut off our industry, she's a globalist, her controllers do, is all saying America sucks, but China and India that pollute literally thousands of times the amount of garbage in the ocean than we do, she won't say a damn word because the globalists have moved to China and India and are exploiting that and using it, and only they're going to use the environmental rules to shut us down militarily and economically. And then I see a Fox ad during Fox TV for an organization called 4Ocean. And it's all how you can give them money to clean up trash on the beach. That's like saying you can pay doctors to cut your wife or daughter's breast off instead of just getting the glyphosate out of the water table that 100% causes almost all of it. Instead of stopping them dumping it 12 miles out and then it comes in, stopping all of it, you'll see the ads and everywhere they'll never tell you what's causing it. Because the ads are running to tell you you're bad, give them money. Big article up on InfoWars.com. Report, hyped by climate alarmists, warned that over a million deaths, nuclear war sunk in major cities by 2020. London Guardian, all of them. I'm out of time. I'm going to cover these tomorrow. I'm going to cover this 4Oceans thing and all of it. I didn't even plug really today. You know what? If you don't finance us, fine. Just, you know what? Listen. You know, most of us are already walking dead, folks. I mean, you know what they've put in the water, put in the vaccines. I mean, you can see it. People are like zombies everywhere. Okay, it's going to get real bad real fast. Then they're going to come in with this big compact when, quote, why are half the city homeless? Because they're so brain damaged. That's like in 10 years. And they're going to be, well, we've got to euthanize them. You know, it's got to be too big a crisis. They're going to get you to buy into that. Then it's going to be done to you. Just mark my words. You've seen everything I told you come true. Well, now the really horrible stuff is coming. And I can already see them beta testing the rollouts of it. So tomorrow I'm going to tell you, if you don't take action and if you don't wake people up and if we don't have a major debate about this and we keep acting like idiots and not because the globalists see us as animals because we won't address them head on and say no to this. They don't see me as that. Hell, they're scared of me and try to, you know, get me to join them. And I'm like, are you think I'm crazy? I'm not going to the damn phantom zone with you and Beelzebub. Hell no, man. This is all a big test and I'm getting jacked out of here as soon as possible. But you people are crazy. Signing on with Satan, my God. You think you're going to do all this evil and then be treated well by that damn thing? You're stupid. But most of you are just afraid, and that's why you get on your knees to Satan. Damn Satan to hell.